States can now make sports betting legal, and venture capital wants in. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Without naming basketball tournament names, it's safe to say there's a lot of sports betting happening today. And in the future, it's going to get a lot more legal. A Supreme Court decision last spring opened the doors for betting on sports in all states, not just Nevada. Now, every state can make its own betting rules. A handful have legalized it already, and at least 20 states are considering new legislation. And all of this is likely to lead to a lot more online gambling. Venture capitalists smell opportunity. Paul Kodrosky is one of those VCs betting big. He's with SK Ventures, and he told me he sees online gambling evolving in basically three ways, ranging from your basic betting platforms all the way to a new investment ecosystem.
So you can think about FanDuel and DraftKings, but think about them, you know, more specifically about I want to directly wager on or somehow make a bet on what's going to happen in, you know, in the NCAA or some real world event.
Okay. And then the other one, it sounds like you're describing sort of tools that would let sophisticated gamblers use data maybe to make better bets.
Right. And so the way this industry has kind of evolved over time, and you used to see this back in the days of, you know, baseball almanacs, but there was a whole tribe of people who shared and built giant complex spreadsheets that gave them an edge. And well, those things were highly proprietary and pretty idiosyncratic because it was just, you know, some dude with a beard in his basement doing this kind of stuff. And so making that kind of information more widely available turns out to be something that people find pretty appealing and are willing to pay for. And so those sorts of data services are a pretty big deal.
I know that guy. That's my dad.
Yeah, we all know that guy.
He's going to be really annoyed that you're trying to steal his spreadsheet. All right. And then finally, this idea that there could become a new kind of investment ecosystem around this?
It's definitely the pie in the sky thing, but it's the thing that, weirdly enough, I certainly feel most confident that's going to happen in the longer run. If you think about it in index fund terms, we don't really have to be very good at picking stocks because nobody really is, but I just make an allocation in my portfolio and say, put 60% of my money into index funds and hopefully that'll all work out. So imagine being able to carve off a small fraction of your portfolio and some of it goes into, I don't know, venture capital or private equity or whatever else. But some of it, in theory, could also go into sports betting. And the appeal of that, sports betting, at least in theory, is uncorrelated. It doesn't rise and fall with the S&P 500. Nothing changes in, you know, the NCAA Final Four based on what happened to Google in the stock market today. And from an investor standpoint, that's super appealing because, you know, uncorrelated investments offer you, you know, higher returns with a little less risk as long as it's mixed into a broad portfolio.
Right. It's all the people who are currently invested in rare wines and classic cars and art might think that this is way easier because you could have like a Chrome extension to then just bet on the Final Four.
Right. And that's a perfect example. I don't want to do it myself, but I'm told there are people out there who are good at this sort of thing. And not all of them are, you know, bearded dudes in their basements.
You mean dad?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I didn't want to say that, though.
It's cool. It's cool. We all know. With the caveat that it could all not work out, how big an opportunity could this present, do you think? How excited are investors about this?
Honestly, not as excited as they should be, because I think in the U.S. in particular, people have been a little bit slow to realize the size of this marketplace outside of the U.S. So it's like about a $40 billion market in terms of online gaming, specifically out of a, you know, global market that's probably a quarter of a trillion in all forms of gaming. And it's by far the fastest growing segment of that gaming marketplace. And the U.S. is the fastest growing sub-market in sports gaming. So the opportunity, you know, is kind of monstrous. And yet, for whatever reasons, people have been very slow to pick that up. And so, you know, is there risk? Yeah, there's huge risk. There's regulatory risk all over the place because, you know, states are pretty fickle. Just because they're allowed to do something doesn't mean they're going to do it. And it doesn't mean they're going to do it in a way that doesn't favor their favorite casinos and doesn't mean they're not going to do it in a way that doesn't favor you. So, but nevertheless, there's immense pressure to now that it's possible to open it up to do something. And so as a venture investor, that's pretty exciting for us. And, you know, lots and lots of entrepreneurs that we talk to are super interested in the area.
Do you think this is a little far afield, but do you think it's the sort of weird puritanical American thing that is keeping investors away from this?
Oh, I think it's a huge part of it, for better or for worse. I mean, armchair diagnosis here, but that constantly comes up in conversations. So there's no question that the U.S. is an anomaly. And it, I think, has a lot to do with kind of, you know, path dependency, how we got to where we are.
Paul Kodrowski is a venture capitalist with SK Ventures. And now for some related links. Like any good venture capitalist, Kodrowski did acknowledge that these bets might not pay off at all. And so far, despite the market potential, the returns for states that did hurry up and legalize sports betting have been pretty disappointing. The Associated Press reported last week that in the six states that rushed to legalize betting before the Super Bowl, four of them pulled in a lot less tax revenue than they expected. Rhode Island had apparently budgeted for about $1 million a month in revenue by taxing gambling proceeds at 51%. But according to the AP, from November to February, the state pulled in more like $50,000 a month and lost a bundle on the Super Bowl because, surprise, the New England Patriots won. But part of those shortfalls actually boost Kodrowski's case here. The states that didn't make as much money as they expected also didn't authorize online and mobile betting. But in New Jersey, the state legalized betting with mobile phone apps. From July through February, says the AP, New Jersey brought in $1.8 million a month. Now, you know who else wants to make some money off sports betting? Professional sports leagues. Bloomberg also had a story last week about the so-called integrity fee that the NBA and MLB have been asking for. It's a slice of all the legal bets placed on their games. The leagues commissioned a study from Spectrum Gaming Group that says the royalty fee would mean that the leagues would be more likely to cooperate with states that legalize sports betting. And that could push the gambling revenue higher by billions of dollars. I'm not going to make a gambling pun right now, but just know that I really, really want to. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually, every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.